You're listening to Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Mid-Valley, Basalt, Elgebel, and Carbondale is a desirable place to live, and the demand for housing has sparked fierce debates. Currently, there are a handful of proposed developments in the Basalt-Willits area. Aspen Public Radio's Wyatt Orm recently attended a meeting where the application for one of these developments is under review. So Wyatt, this seems extraordinary for the Roaring Fork Valley to have this many proposed housing developments. What's driving all this growth?
Well, I think that the Mid-Valley is kind of conveniently situated between Glenwood and Aspen. The Mid-Valley, relatively speaking, is affordable. And I know that the affordability of the Mid-Valley is, of course, one of the things that's often debated. So this past Tuesday, the developers of the Tree Farm presented their preliminary proposal to the Eagle County Commissioners. The Tree Farm is just one of a couple developments that are being proposed. And of course, all these are at different stages. In total, we're thinking about 700 units and, you know, well over 100,000 square feet in commercial space.
There also seems to be a migration of Aspen businesses relocating to Basalt.
Yeah. So one of the developers I talked to, a man named Jim DeFrancia, who works for Lowe Enterprises, he told me about this adage in the development industry that businesses follow the rooftops. And that seems to be happening to a certain extent. I mean, the Aspen Skiing Company moved several of their departments to Basalt this past October. Pitkin County recently moved 40 employees to offices in Basalt. Aspen Community Foundation moved down in September. And the resort's Central Reservations Agency, Stay Aspen Snowmass, also relocated to Basalt.
Yeah, interesting that all of those have an Aspen identity. So does Aspen care? I mean, what are the effects of all these businesses that are leaving?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about this in the newsroom, and Carolyn Zachariasen, our news director, kind of said, no, there's no public discussion about the effect this is having.
Speaking of public discussions, all this new development has sparked a lot of fairly contentious debate down Valley. So what concerns have come up?
Yeah, I mean, one thing is everyone agrees that there's a need for affordable housing. They just want to make sure that it's done in the right way. And I think there are differing definitions of what the right way actually is. A lot of the people who spoke up against the Tree Farm proposal are arguing that the development is happening too fast. And just because someone proposes, you know, dense housing does not necessarily mean that it's affordable. I mean, of those 700 units that I spoke about earlier, only a fraction of those are going to be affordable housing.
Wyatt Orm is our reporter based in Carbondale. Thanks, Wyatt.
Thank you.